The Borough Assembly met for a regular session Tuesday evening. At the forefront of discussion was Wrangell's 2011 to 2012 city and borough budget. Borough Manager Timothy Rooney explained the city's plan to keep current taxes at the 12.75 mil rate.
After looking at the budget and where we are with the budget this year, we believe we can absorb that cost for this year. Just would like to make sure everyone understands that it could end up that we raise the mill rate next year or in subsequent years to address the repayment of the playground. But for this year, staff's recommending that taxes remain the same.
In the borough manager's report, Rooney addressed the current bidding process for the downtown revitalization project. The project has been awarded to McGraw Construction for the cost of $5 million, and he says there will now be a 10-day protest period. He also addressed the current road concerns and says funding has been set aside in the budget for paving by late summer or fall. In Persons to be Heard, Wrangell resident John Bania expressed his desire for stricter animal regulations in the city of Wrangell.
But I really believe that there's a serious dog problem here. The regulations and the ordinances that deal with dogs and cats need some upgrading, and they definitely need enforcement. And I don't feel that it's right that police officers have to be put in the position to be animal control officers, even though that's what it calls for in here.
Bania urged the assembly to think about upgrading current regulations and possibly creating a new city position to manage animal control. Mayor Jeremy Maxand and the Borough Assembly agreed with Bania's concerns and said money has been set aside in the budget to address the issue. Mayor Maxand says animal control in Wrangell is something that needs to be dealt with.
I've received other calls. I'm sure other people have received calls from members of the public who are concerned about the destruction of private property, dogs on the loose, and all you need to do is read the police report every week to see that, the police department responds far more to animal at large complaints than they do traditional crime.
Rooney says animal control ultimately comes down to community education and says he's spoken with Mayor Maxand about creating a possible committee to take on the task of updating the animal control regulations into ordinances that are enforceable and that will help alleviate the problem of stray animals, pet licensing, and the overall general maintenance. On a different topic, Bania described what he calls a problem with Wrangell's building permit application process. Bania believes building permit regulations, and in particular, property surveying and final inspections, need to be closely tracked to decrease excess costs for home builders and their neighbors.
In my opinion, if you're going to have ordinances on the book, they should be enforced. If you're not going to enforce them, then you should remove them. Because what it does, if they aren't enforced by you, And it pits neighbor against neighbor and causes problems between people that shouldn't exist.
And in unfinished business, the Borough Assembly passed a new ordinance which will now give the borough manager sole authority to approve contracts for services of legal counsel. This means departments, divisions, commissions, and or boards must first get the approval of the city manager for entering into an agreement contract or legal counsel service. This ordinance does not apply to Thomas Bay Power Commission or the Wrangell School District. Finally, in new business, the Assembly approved to enter into a contract with Johnson Construction and Supply for the construction of the new Evergreen Elementary School playground for the amount of $743,585, paid for through the Department of Education Early Development Grant. The community was pleased to see a local company awarded the bid. Tuesday, June 7th, the city will hold a joint meeting with the City of Petersburg at 11 a.m. at the Nolan Center. The next regular Borough Assembly meeting will be June 14th at 7 p.m. To listen to the entire May 24th Borough Assembly meeting, visit www.kstk.org. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.